This is Nick Geyer talking about Abu Ghraib in America's prisons. There are about 9 million people residing in prisons around the world. With only one quarter of the world's population, the U.S., Russia, and China have half the world's inmates. Adjusted for population, the U.S. has the highest incarceration rate in the world. Since 1997, the number of inmates in America's local jails has risen 4.3%, a rate of 1,000 each week. In 2002, there were 668 prisoners for every 100,000 Americans, while there were only 59 per 100,000 locked up in Norway, Finland, and Denmark. America's prisons have a shameful reputation for harsh and violent conditions. In 1999, charges of mock execution of prisoners in a Sacramento jail resulted in a successful class action suit against the sheriff. In Arizona's Maricopa County jails, the use of stun guns and restraint chairs, as well as forcing inmates to wear pink underwear, is standard procedure. A training video for Texas's Brazoria County Detention Center encourages the use of dogs to intimidate prisoners. Recently, U.S. Army Sergeant Michael J. Smith was found guilty for using unmuzzled dogs to threaten detainees at Abu Ghraib. It is certainly not a coincidence that the CIA has learned that Muslim prisoners are particularly terrified of dogs and very protective of their masculine identities. In January 2005, Army Specialist Charles Grainer, one of the leaders in the abuse of Abu Ghraib's prisoners, was sentenced to 10 years in the brig. The 36-year-old former Marine used to work as a security guard at a supermax prison in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. In 1998, 12 officers at this facility lost their jobs after being charged with beating and sodomizing prisoners. In a separate incident, an inmate filed a lawsuit that accused Grainer of beating him. Lane McCarter was director of the Utah State Prison System when Michael Vallant died after 16 hours in a restraint chair. McCarter resigned his post, but 6 years later he was hired to rebuild Abu Ghraib, which President Bush promised would become a model prison. There have also been increasing incidents of rape against new and weaker prisoners. While overtly sexual, power rape is the prison bully's way of maintaining their top male status and controlling those below them by humiliation and terror. The story of Roderick Johnson's experience at Texas' notorious Owl Red Unit is a dramatic example of this particular aspect of prison brutality. As a gentle black gay man, Johnson was an easy target for top males who bought and sold him as a sex slave. Johnson's repeated request to be moved to a safe unit were denied, and prison officials who did an internal investigation were surprised that a homosexual man would complain about having sex with other men. Evidently, there are some American men who still do not understand the idea of consensual sex. Why do these horrific incidents happen only in the U.S. and other countries with very bad reputations? Anne Marie Cusack, who's investigated American prison conditions for the last 10 years, argues that too many Americans harbor the same unfounded opinions. People who land in jail deserve to be there. Criminals are bad people, almost subhuman, who cannot be rehabilitated. Therefore, punishment can be as harsh as possible. While Governor of Texas, President Bush presided over 198 executions, and in 1998 he rejected Carla Faye Tucker's passionate appeal for clemency. Bush mocked her eloquent confession of how she had remade herself and others through her own prison ministry. Americans must rise up and reject Bush's culture of fear, intimidation, and brutality that has made a once respected nation a pariah in the world. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net. That's N-I-C-K-G-I-E-R.